Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Beans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and I am so delighted tonight to be here with all of you. I first give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I thank and praise God on tonight. Hallelujah, for he is worthy to be praised. I give God glory and praise. I magnify his name. I want to just call our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour to order now. Hallelujah. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song. We're going to have a song and prayer, read the scripture, and we're going to pray. Amen. Everybody. Hallelujah. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He have dispersed, he have given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with his honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash his teeth and melt away. The desires of the wicked shall perish. I have just read you from Psalms 112 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Father, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now, in the name of Jesus. We ask you now, Lord, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it. Hallelujah. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on tonight. Father, we just come tonight just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to just lift your name up, to just praise your name, to just magnify you, Lord. We just thank you tonight. We just thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to come to the throne room, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, in our closets, in the secret place of the Most High on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we come boldly before your throne, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord, to cover everybody up under the sound of my voice tonight, in the name of Jesus. Keep them covered right now, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus. I first of all, Lord, want to ask you tonight to bind the strong man in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind the strong man, Lord, bind up the strong man, Lord, that's trying to be in our lives tonight, in the name of Jesus, in every evil thing, every wicked thing, Lord, every negative thing, every demonic thing, Pop, we asking you on tonight to bind it up, every witch, every wicked, every warlock, anything, Lord, that's not like you, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bind out of our life and loose us, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, we thank you for an opportunity to praise your name, Lord, and to be able to lift you up tonight. We just thank you for an opportunity, Lord. I thank you right now for giving me an opportunity to pray for the people of God in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't take you for granted, Father, and I thank you for it on tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory, and we magnify your name on tonight, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, I'm asking you right now to police this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Police it, Father. Glory to God. Police it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory and we give you praise on tonight. And we magnify your holy name on tonight, Lord. Glory to your name. I'm asking you to let me decrease them. Let the Holy Ghost may increase them and teach your people on tonight. And be in the midst and be in control in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, take control in the name of Jesus. Change the atmosphere. Oh, yes, Lord. Change this atmosphere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it be conducive to miracles on tonight. In the name of Jesus, let it be conducive, Lord, for healing tonight. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and glory on tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you tonight. I praise your holy name. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory, hallelujah. And we ask all these things, Lord, in Jesus' name and for your glory on tonight. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah. We give you praise, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We praise your name tonight. We give you glory tonight, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, hallelujah. Yes, I thank God tonight, for he is a good God, and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised, hallelujah. This is Apostle Deborah Deans, hallelujah, and the entire men and women of War Global Ministries, and we're so excited, hallelujah, to be able to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. I just give God glory, hallelujah, because he's so worthy to be praised. God is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised on tonight. I thank God. I just thank him. I don't know what I would do without the Lord on tonight. I give him praise tonight, and I bless his name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I don't know, hallelujah, what I would do, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I bless his name on tonight. We just want to praise God tonight and his wondrous works. You know, God is, he's so amazing. I just thank him, hallelujah. And I can't stop thanking him, hallelujah. Because he is good and very good, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to play another song. You know, it's just a blessing to be able to praise God. It's a blessing on today. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Every time.
tell us how to release that blood. Lord,
hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lose all that guilty stain when we under the blood, hallelujah, when we under the blood of Jesus. I just thank and praise God on this evening. You know, God is a good God, and he's so worthy, hallelujah. I don't even know how many of y'all even remember that song, but it always have meant something to me, because when you covered in the blood, andolama, you lose anything that's not like him. When God keeps you covered, hallelujah, he don't cover nothing that's not right. God covers us, andolama, and we lose all of that dirty stuff, everything that's not like God when we covered under the blood. We lose all that guilt and shame, huh? Glory to God, and I thank God tonight that he keeps us covered. Amen. I just want to give reverence to God, who's the head of my life, and to every one of you in your respective places. I thank and praise God for another opportunity on tonight to just give him praise and glory tonight. I thank him tonight. God has been so good to me. Hallelujah. And I thank each one of you, even in radio land, that have been keeping me and my family up in prayer, hallelujah. We thank and praise God for each one of you been praying with us, hallelujah. Because everybody goes through something every now and then, hallelujah. And we need each other's prayers, hallelujah. And on tonight, I'm going to open up our lines tonight. If you have a prayer request, if you want prayer, if you want to give a praise report, if you want to give a miracle report, if you just have a testimony for the Lord, this is your finest hour. This is an opportunity to give God some praise. If you just want to give him a shout out, this is your finest hour. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I may as well go ahead on and testify. You know, on last week I had to leave here going to St. Louis, hallelujah, for a few days with my daughter, and she had given birth to a baby girl, Journey, hallelujah. And I just thank and praise God. You know, God is a healer. I'm telling you, he is a wanderer, hallelujah. God is everything, hallelujah. And he allowed me to go and stay there with my daughter, and I stayed at the hospital all 4 days, but that's all right, hallelujah. God is still amazing, hallelujah. And I thank God for how he blessed my daughter to give birth. The baby was 4 pounds and 6 ounces when she gave birth, but God is still good. She had eclampsia, something with some high blood pressure, and God is still good, huh? She's doing just fine and moving right along. And on today, hallelujah, my granddaughter went to surgery. I haven't heard word back from that yet, but I know what God told me. I know what it's going to be already, and I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that he's worthy to be praised. I give God praise because, you know, you don't ever know, but you know when you serve God, He's going to take care of you. When you call on the name of the Lord, hallelujah, you know God is a healer, and God will do what he said he was going to do, the promises that he's given us. He said, before you call me, I would answer, and I know, hallelujah, he's already answered every prayer. Hi, at audible, oh my mind, in the name of Jesus. So I thank and praise him on tonight for the great things that he's done in my life. I thank and praise him tonight for sparing my daughter. I thank and praise God for sparing my granddaughter's life. I thank and praise him on tonight. He's good, hallelujah. And I tell you, he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I don't know, hallelujah, what I would do without him. I just thank him so much, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm so grateful. Oh, I'm so grateful tonight. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. Hallelujah.
He's worthy.
He's so worthy tonight. He's so worthy.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
He's worthy tonight. He's worthy.
He's worthy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And I can give him all the praise and all the glory. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, hallelujah, I don't know where I would be tonight, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just so grateful he's good.
Hallelujah.
God is good, hallelujah.
Yes, he is good.
So I tell you, if you don't have nothing to say, just wave your hand, hallelujah, because he understands hand labors. I just tell you, God is good on tonight, hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Sometimes my cup runneth over, you know, but God is right there for me, I tell you, hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
He is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. So to you all in radio land, hallelujah, and anyone else on this radio broadcast, you need to have a word for the Lord on tonight, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good evening.
And I just want to give a well word for the Lord on tonight. I just thank God for this day You know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And God is so faithful. He is an awesome God. He is a mighty God. He is a powerful God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is a healer. He is a deliverer.
Yes, he is.
And I just bless his holy name. You know, today I was at the hospital with my sister and her baby, my niece, and they had a very serious surgery. The baby, she was about 34 weeks old when she gave birth to her, and she weighed she weighs 4 pounds and 10 ounces. She
Praise
is growing.
God.
She had surgery today, and she was on a she's on a breathing machine when I left. And they're giving her like 25 puffs per minute to help her out. Well, on her numbers show anywhere from 42 to 50 puffs, hallelujah, per minute. So she's
Thank
doing
you.
Awesome. She's so they should take the breathing machine off of her tonight. Her blood pressure is stable. Everything is stable. They said she should have. She should have minimum or no pain at all. And, you know, we just thank and praise God. Hallelujah for his miracle. Glory to God. God is so awesome. God is so
faithful.
He did just what he did.
Hallelujah.
We could see the angels arriving, hallelujah, to our room. You know, they had the napkin, and it's an automatic, you know, you put your hand up to it, my God, the napkin machine began to move because her angel had showed up. Glory to God.
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Any more?
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Give him glory and we give him praise on tonight. We just magnify the Lord tonight.
Yes,
we magnify him tonight. He's good.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Hallelujah. He's able. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. He's so able. He's able. That's a testimony of my life. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's going to fulfill every promise that he gave to you. Don't give up so quick. Don't give up, because you're right there at that point of deliverance. Hallelujah. Right there at that point of breakthrough. You're right there. Hallelujah. You're right there.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're right there, says the Lord. You're right there. Don't give up. This is your season. This is your time. You're right there, says God. You're right there. Haramashika, haramashika. You're right there, says God. I got you, says God. I got you. Somebody is ready to give up. Somebody is ready to throw in the towel. But God said, don't give up, because you missed out on what he did for you. And it's great. It's a great blessing. It's great, says God. The greater the warfare, the greater the blessing. It's right there for you, says the Lord. I'm right here for you, says God. I have not left you, neither have I forsaken you, says God. For I am there. I am there. I am there, says the Lord. Because I am who I am, says God. I am who I am. And I will do what I said I would do, says the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Stop trying to do it on your own, for you're going to mess it up, says God. Get your hands out of it, says the Lord. Get your hands out of it, says God. For I will do what I said I will do. I will be to you what I said I'll be to you, says the Lord. I will, says God. I am your God. I am your deliverer. I am your blesser. I am that I am, says the Lord. I am the one that you can look to. Look up to the hills. For what cometh your help? Your help comes from the Lord. Look unto the hills, which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. He's the maker of heaven and earth. He said he will not be, he will not see you moved. He will not see you moved. You will not be destroyed for this test. It's a hard test, says God. But I knew you could deal with it, because that's why I gave it to you. If I didn't think you could handle it, I wouldn't have gave you the test. I would have never given it to you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God said he got you. Whoever this is for, God said, I got you. Stop trying to fix it on your own. You can't do it, says God. It's too much for you, says God. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by my spirit, says God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, stand strong tonight. Stand strong. Stand strong. God says, stand strong. He's making you stronger through this test. He's making
you
stronger through this trial. Stand strong, says God. I'm standing with you. I won't let you fall. I won't let you falter. Stand strong. Ooh, I hear that so clearly. Stand strong.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone else have a word for the Lord?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
God is able. God is able.
Yes.
God is able. He won't fail. God is able. God is able. God is able. And he won't fail. Tell me who make mountains move out of my way. Who make a miracle because of my faith? And with the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there? At every step, God is able. God is able. God is able. Oh, and he won't fail. Tell me who make a river out of a little stream. Help clouds to roll back so the sun can look at me. And who will tell the wind to whistle through the trees? And when I'm in trouble, who the same God that will come down and rescue me? God is able. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. No, he won't fail.
Is able. Hallelujah. And he will not fail. I thank and praise God for that. He's able.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Even if he won't even do it, he's still able to do it. Hallelujah.
I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for him just being able, hallelujah, glory to God. Is there any more prayer requests, testimonies, praise reports, miracle reports? Just a shout out for the Lord on tonight, hallelujah. Amen. Well, I thank and praise God, like I say, for even you in radio land, each one of you. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for you. The ones in our radio broadcast, I thank and praise God for you. I can pray some, or I just want God to get the glory and get the praise here on tonight.
Yes.
You know, I want him to get all the praise and glory, because it's not about me and what I want. He already took me to the mountaintop. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise him for taking me up. Hallelujah. So if anybody else, hallelujah, want prayer on tonight, this is the time right here. If you have a prayer request or whatever it is, this is your finest hour right now. Is there a word from the Lord from anyone? Amen. So I'm not going to hold on. I'm not going to hold on the line. I used to just sit there and pray and pray and pray, but the Lord says I don't have to do that anymore, because we have to start speaking up. We have to start doing what we have to do and to get where we need to be at. But I thank and praise God most of all for the testimony from Prophet Sattler about my grandbaby. So I give God praise, and I give him glory. Prophet Sattler, did they say they would they were going to take it off tonight, they said?
Yes, ma'am. It's a great chance that they will, because she's just about breathing just as, you know, fast as the machine. So it's a good chance that they're going to take her off tonight. It's the only reason why they have a breathing tube is so that they may administer medication. But they're not going to need, she's not going to need any medication, any pain medication. I'm sorry. So they're going to take it off tonight for sure. But she's doing good. She gained weight. And they haven't even been feeding her. You know, it's just all God. You know, God is just awesome. And it was so powerful. We knew we had been waiting for them to call for her to go back, because it was a waiting game. They had a baby to come into ER that they had to take before her. And so we knew when it was time, like I said, because her angels began to show up, and it was just so awesome how her angels,
smile and you know, they pray with the angels. She had started praying with her angels and
smiling and looking around, and then the hand, where you put your hand up in front of the napkin thing, began to just, when no one was over there, it just began to move by itself, and we were just like, there's her angels, and we knew it was time for her to get ready to go back for surgery. It was just awesome. You know, it was just awesome. It was just awesome. It was awesome. We knew when her angel showed up, it was time for her to go back for surgery. And everyone was just saying, you know, she just did so amazing and just wonderful. And, you know, when the doctor went in, what he saw on the X-ray, he didn't see it in the physical. You know, and I just know that God did a miracle. You know, right before his eyes, and they was feeling it and this and that, and what they saw, they couldn't find it. And it was just so awesome, you know, just so many testimony in this thing. It was a miracle, you know. It was just a miracle. So it was awesome, and she's doing well. She's resting, But, you know, she woke up with us for a while and just played with us. And then, you know, we knew when it was time because her angels showed up. Absolutely.
My God. Well, we thank and praise God.
So just continue to pray for her and pray for my sister. From what I know, she's going to spend the night there tonight. So just pray her strength in the Lord, you know, and her blood pressure. You know, just keep her covered. But, yeah, everything looks good. God is awesome.
Yes, he is. Well, I thank and praise God on today. That just did something all good to me. But I knew what God said. He had told me two or three or four ways today that things was already done. So I thank and praise God on tonight. I'm not going to hold you because God is good. We're going to get ready to dismiss. I love God. He is, you know, like that little girl say, you love God? I love God. What's wrong with you, honey? I love God. Do you love God? What's wrong with you?
Amen.
I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to get ready to close. Our Father, we thank you now for the angels. We thank you, Lord. For your word. We thank you for peace tonight. We thank you for your anointing on tonight, Father. We give you praise and give you glory on tonight, Father. We magnify your holy name tonight, Lord. We just thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for every testimony, every praise report, every word, Lord. We thank you on tonight. We give you praise and glory tonight, Father. I ask you to bless everyone that's up under the sound of my voice, every family represented here on today, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We ask you right now, Lord, to keep them whole and healthy on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory tonight. Father, we ask you now, and we thank you for the miracle with the grandbaby, Lord. We just thank you on tonight, and we thank you for every baby, Lord. In the name of Jesus, how you watch and keep them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for our time on our broadcast on tonight, Lord. We thank you for this time. We thank you, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. You all have a blessed rest of the evening. I think we got about 14 minutes left over, but I'm giving God all the praise for everything. So if you need me, you call me. You know I love you, and God loves you too. You all have a blessed rest of the night. God bless you. Amen. Good night.